Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori or David Siben or Yosef. Today's daf was Sukkah daf Yud Aleph. We are on the very top line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. B'soch hakein. If you designated the birds that were in the coop, umatsa lefnei hakein, and you found the birds on Yontif that they were in front of the coop, asurin. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesaila Rabbi Chanina, Dem Rabbi Chanina, Rov Vakarva Lochi Acharag Harov. You don't follow the birds that were inside. You assume these birds came from the world, which is the Rov. So this seems to be a proof that when you have a Rov or a Karov, you follow a Rov. And the Gemara, Rabbi Bidaf, no. It's talking about a case where there was a platform that stuck out in front of the coop, and birds from the world would always hang out there. So the Rove was also Karov, because that was a hangout spot for all the birds in the neighborhood. So it's not like one was Rove and one is Karov. The birds in the coop were just as near as any birds that would hang out on that wooden plank. So you have no proof that we follow Rove against Karov. That's Abaye's answer. Rav Amar Bishnei Kinen Zulam Amazuaskin. Now we're talking about a case where there were two coops, one on top of the other. And you designated in one of them and not from the other one. And when you came on Yontif, you found birds in front of the one you designated and no birds in the other one. Says the Gemara, V'lo mibai b'tachtona, zimein b'tachtona, v'lo zimein v'elyona. And not only the case of where you designated birds in the lower coop and you did not designate in the upper one. Umatza b'tachtona, and you found the birds in front of the lower one. And there were none in the upper one. Below matzav el yona, de asiron. In this case, the birds are aser. Damin hanachaz l'alma vanach shavush davar v'nachis. Because we say the birds in the lower coop that you designated, they flew the coop. And these birds that are in front of the coop came from the top one. Because it's easy for birds to go from the top down to the bottom. Ela afilu be'el yona, zimen be'el yona v'lo zimen tachtona. Even if you designated the birds in the upper coop, and you did not designate the birds in the lower coop, uva umatzav el yona, and you found them in front of the upper coop, velo matzav tachton, you found no birds in the lower one. Now, I mean, how could the lower birds get up there? So it's got to be that the birds came from the upper one, no? Nevertheless, hanachnami asire, damrinan hanachazal ama, we say the ones in the upper coop that you designated flew to coop, vahanach sruche saruchusliku, and these birds from the lower one climbed up the sides, the walls of the coop, and went up to the daf in front of the upper one. We also learned in the Mishnah, Ve'en Sham Elahein, if the only birds within a 50 amma radius were these two birds, and you left when they were inside the coop, and then you found them outside, if there were no other birds in the neighborhood, then they're mutter. You assume these are them. Harelu mutarin. Hechidami says, well, what's the case? Ilema bimeforachin. If we're talking about birds that fly, ikalamemer hanachazal amav hanachavininu. So then, who cares? What? There's no limit. You know, these could have flown away, and birds could have flown away from the neighboring state. I mean, what's the big deal? Ella bimadadin. No, we're talking about birds that cannot fly. They just waddle. They like hop. They hop around. Ida ika kain besoch hamishem amav. Adaduye adadu. If there's another coop within 50 amos, well, maybe the birds from the other coop came to this one. Vidulaka came to Socham Yishimama. And if there's no other coop within 50 amos, pshita dimutarin. Obviously, if you designated the bird inside, then you found them outside, there's no other chicken coop within 50 amos. Of course, the birds are okay. Any bird that hops or waddles doesn't hop or waddle more than 50 amos. Answers the Gemara, la'olam de'ika kein b'soch hamishim amos. No. The chiddush is, we're talking about a case where there is another coop within 50 amos. U'chagon de'kaima b'keren zavis. But the coop is around the corner. Ma'od de'seim adadu yadadu. So you might have thought, since it's within 50 amos, maybe the birds from the other coop showed up at your coop. Kamash malon, kolecha de madada v'hadar chazi l'kine madada v'ilo lo madada. Birds only go 50 amos away if they can still see the original coop. But if it's around the corner, they're not going to go around the corner. They always like to see the original coop. So therefore, if you find birds inside and the only other coop within 50 amas is around the corner, you could assume they were your birds. Even if you designate them and they're inside, now they're outside, because the birds are not going to come from around the corner because they don't go around the corner. New Mishnah. As I said, today's daf is going to be a review of yesterday's daf. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Notlan Es Ha'eli. There's this big, thick piece of wood that's used to grind wheat. So it's a klisha malachto le'iser. Or it's mochta machmas chisar and kiss. Remember, we had five explanations in yesterday's daf why it was usser. Makatzi v'lov basar. So you're not allowed to use this thing for a mutter purpose to cut meat on it. Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says mutter. What's the argument? We mentioned five possibilities yesterday, just to review a few of them. Either it's mukta machmas chisar and kiss, but it's mutter because of simchas yandif, or it's a klisha malachta le'issa, which Beis Shammai holds is aser l'tzorach gufo. Beis Hillel holds it's mutter l'tzorach gufo. Beis Shammai omrim ein nosan nisa'or lefnei hadorson. You're not allowed to place the skin in front of the people who would trample them to keep it fresh, so it shouldn't go spoil. The lo yag bihenu, and Beis Shammai says you're not even allowed to pick it up, the skin. Once you shech the animal, you can't even touch the skin. The skin is mukze. It's like eitzim vavonim. It's like it has no purpose on yontif. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says you're allowed to pick it up, and you're allowed to even have people trample it. What are they arguing about? So yesterday we explained this also. So there's many ways to explain it. Well, let's wait. The Gemara is going to give a few ways of explaining it. First of all, Beis Hillel holds it is roi to be a kli because you could use it as a table or something. You could use it to sit on right now. So it's not mukta according to Beis Hillel. Right? Beis Shammai says if it has a kazayis of flesh on it, so it's mutter. But Beis Hillel says no, even without it. Why? Beis Hillel holds because if we don't let you do it, people are going to come to not shecht in the first place. If they know that they're going to lose the skin, they're not going to shecht in the first place. They're not going to have simchas yontif. Says the Gemara, Tana, Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shem kitzev alav basar, if you already cut the meat on it, she'asir l'tatlo, that you're not allowed to carry it. Amar Abaye, machlokes be'eli. The machlokes of Shammai Hillel is by this big, thick piece of wood that's used for grinding. It's a klisha malach disser. Aval b'tabra garmi, but a cutting board, divrei akol mutter. Everyone agrees a cutting board, it's made for a mutter purpose. Everyone agrees you are allowed to carry it and move it. Says Gemara, pshita, eli tnan. Well, why would I have thought not that way? Says Gemara, mao desema, who I did not feel tabra garmi nami. You might have thought even a cutting board is also usser. To show you the power of Basil, even though it's klisha malach iser, it's mutter kamash malan, that no, it's only an eli, but a cutting board, everyone agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees, it's mutter. Ikadamre, some say it differently. No, even a cutting board is also usser, according to Beis Shammai. Mal desema mimlach. Velo tavrale, you might think that, it's not pashut. I'm sorry, not that Beis Shammai argues there too, but Beis Shammai agrees that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Says Abaye, the chiddush is, even if it's brand new, ma'od the same, you might have thought, mimel velo tavrale, you might have thought when a cutting board is brand new, maybe people aren't going to want to actually cut meat on it. They want to wait till it gets a little older, because as it gets older, it gets stronger. And they're afraid if it's brand new and they cut the first massive piece of meat on it, they're going to break it. So you might think you're going to change your mind and not use it. Kamashal, we're not worried about that. You are allowed to be metaltel, the brand new cutting board on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Ube Shammai lo chayshi le'im luche. So we see in both of these cases, we see Beis Shammai is not worried, maybe you're going to change your mind. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai lo chayshi l'mluche. Beis Shammai is not worried that maybe you're going to change your mind. Because it says here that Beis Shammai says it's usher because we're afraid maybe you'll change your mind. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's mutter. Is Beis Shammai really not worried about changing your mind? V'atanya, I'll show you a bunch of cases where Beis Shammai is worried about changing your mind. Beis Shammai omrim ein molichin tabach v'sakani yitzel behema. You're not allowed to bring a butcher and a knife to the animal on Yontif. V'lo behema yitzel tabach v'sakani. You're not allowed to bring the animal to the butcher and the knife if they were far away from each other. Why? Because we're afraid you'll bring them together and then you're going to decide, oh, I'd rather shecht a fatter animal. So this whole thing's going to be a tircha shalol et sorech. Well, Beis Hillel omrim molichin zaytos zav. Beis Hillel says, I'm not worried that people are going to change their mind. Beis Shammai omrim ein molichin tablin amalach yetzel medocha. You're not allowed to bring spices and a grinder to the grinding bowl. V'lo medocha yetzel tablin amalach. You're not allowed to bring the grinding bowl to the spices and the grinder. Well, Beis Hillel omrim molichin zaytos zav. Why? Because Beis Shammai's worried maybe you'll change your mind and you won't want to, you'll decide to cook stuff that doesn't need the spices. So here you see that Beis Shammai is worried that maybe you're going to change your mind. So how come before, and we said by the brand new cutting board, Beis Shammai is not worried? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, it's a faulty comparison. Bishlam Behema Asi Limluche, I understand by an animal it makes sense that someone's going to change his mind. The Omar, Nishbak Hai Behema Kusho, Maisina Behema Achrita Dishmenimina. Because you're going to see the animal is not so fat, it's not so nice. And for Yontif, you want a nice animal. So you're going to say, I'm not going to cut the weak animal. I'm going to get a better animal. So there's logic to say why you would change your mind. By spices for a dish, it also makes sense you're going to change your mind. Instead of eating food that requires spices, you're going to change your mind and have food that doesn't require spices. What are you going to think? You're going to change your mind and not cut the meat, but you don't have any other cutting board. You shechted the animal. You got to cut up the pieces. You can't eat it whole on the animal. You got to cut it up before you cook it. So you're going to have to do, you have no other choice. So that's why Beis Shammai is not worried you're going to change your mind by the new cutting board. Beis Shammai omer meinos in the sa'or lefnei ador sin tana. V'shavin, both Beis Shammai still agree. Shemolchen alav basar litzli. You're allowed to salt on this skin, meat, for roasting. Now, normally you don't have to salt meat before roasting. You only have to salt meat before cooking. But if you're roasting the meat, the roasting itself kashes it. So Tosas points out, take a look at Tosas for Shavin, Shemolchen alav basar litzli, lav mishem ditzarach malicha, litzli, k'dimfarsh b'chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says you don't need to salt it before roasting. Ella, mishem shenagu l'molcha k'dei litein ta'am. They had a minig to salt it to give it taste. So you're allowed to salt the meat for tzli on top of the skin, and the skin will get a little bit of the salt. Am Rabbi, lo shano ela litzli, aval kdeira lo. But if you're cooking the meat, in which case you have to mamar salt it to kasher it, that's too much salt, and you're not allowed to do that because you're tanning the leather that's underneath it. Pshita litzli tana, hakamash malon, dafil litzli kein kdeira aser. Even if you're going to salt it a lot, if you're going to salt it a lot, like the amount that you would salt for cooking, so then it's going to be usher to do it onto the skins. Tana Rabbanan, ein molchen es achalovim. You're not allowed to salt the fats of the animal so that they shouldn't spoil. Ein mahapchen bohem, and you're not allowed to turn them around so that the air can reach them so that they shouldn't spoil. Even if the animal was shechted on Yontif. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Amru, Shotchan Baruch Gabi Yesedos. You are allowed to hang them up on poles so that they shouldn't spoil. Amr of Masna Halach Rabbi Yeshua. Ikadam Rabbi Masna Ein Halach Rabbi Yeshua. Bishlam Alaman Amr Halach Rabbi Yeshua. I understand the opinion that says that the Halach is like, it's Yitzchich, I need it. Sagat Alim Yochad Rab Malach Karab. You might think if there's a machlog between an individual and gets many, we follow the many, Kamash Vallah, and you follow Rabbi Yeshua. But Halacha Kiyachid, Kamash Vallah Kiyachid, Elaman Dorma, Ein Halacha Pshita, but if you hold the Halacha, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua, obviously. Yachid Rab, Halacha Rab, says, Gemara, Ma'od, the same Mestabra time of Rabbi Yeshua. You might have thought we follow Rabbi Yeshua because his logic is good logic. Dilo Sharislay, Mimna Velo Shechti. If you don't let him hang up the fats, you're going to lose the fats, they're going to spoil. He's not going to want to shecht an animal, he's not going to be able to eat in Yontif. Kamash Vallah, too bad. We don't allow you to do it anyway. Umayshta. So why is that any different than the skin? How come you can't be matir the fats? Mi'orlof Nadars. And how come you allow the skin, but you don't allow the fats? Because we don't follow Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Hasam lo mukha milsa. By spreading the skins where the people are walking, it's not clear that you're tanning. Mishum dechazi lemizgale. Why? Because the truth is that the skin is ra'i already now to sit on it. So the guy who knows that the rabbis permitted him to do it, maybe he's permitting it because it's already a kli. But hacha, by the fats, if you let him air it out, asli lemeimar my time shavu l'rabban keichet delo lisrach. The rabbis are letting me do it so that it doesn't spoil. Mali mishchatinu, mali lemim lechinu. And you're going to come to even salt it, which we said you're not allowed to do because that's tanning. So we're afraid you're going to come to salt it. Says the Gemara. Amar vidam shmuel molech adam kama chatichos basim bevas hachas. You are allowed to salt, even if you only need one piece of meat for yontif. If the same salting, you could salt one piece and you could salt 10 pieces, you're allowed to salt all 10 pieces. That's called marbe b'shirin. Once we allow you to salt one piece of meat, you can salt a bunch of them because there's no extra work. Ravada Barava, Mar Moloch Garma Gamma. Ravada Barava used to do them one at a time. He would say, he'd salt one, he'd say, I don't like this piece. He'd salt another, I don't like this piece. So he would make a trick. How could he do that? Again, we're afraid that if we don't let him do that, so he's going to lose all the meat. If we don't let him pull the shtick, he's going to lose all the extra meat. He's not going to shech the animal. He's going to lose, if he only needs one piece for yontif, we let him salt the whole thing. New Mishnah. Also, a review from yesterday. Beis Shammai Omrim. Ein misalkin es hatrisin biyontif. You're not allowed to remove the shutters from the store. And the store was like a big box. You know, it was like these guys, these push cart guys in Manhattan. The whole store was like a big box. So you just folded it over. So the way they used to sell, they would sell on yontif. People wouldn't pay money. But they would agree. And after yontif, they'll pay. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to remove the shutters in order to sell the spices on top of the shutters. Beis Hillel, Matir Nafla Hachse, Beis Hillel says, not only are you allowed to remove them, you're even allowed to put them back. Mai Trisin Amr'ula Tresi Chonuyos. These are the shutters in front of the store. Vamr'ula, Shloshim Dvarim Tiyu Sof Mishum Tilasan. Three things the rabbis allowed you to do something at the end because of the beginning. What are they? Ve'elohein. Or Lefnei Hadorsin, the rabbis permitted you to put the skin in front of the people trampling it, because they're afraid if they don't let you do that, you're not going to come to shecht it in the first place. Utreisei Chanios, if we don't let you put back the shutters after you finish selling, you won't take down the shutters because you're afraid someone's going to rob all your stuff. And people won't have spices for yontif. That's Sofo Mishum Tchilasa. You hear what's going on there? We allow you to put it back because we want you to take them down in the first place. The Chazaras Ratiya B'Migdash, Kohanim had to take off their bandages to do the Avoda. But we allow them to put them back on, even though it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, because we're afraid if we don't let you put them back on, they're not going to take them off and they're not going to do the Avoda. So the Rishonim ask, what about Ein Shfus B'Migdash? But we already learned that we don't always apply Ein Shfus B'Migdash. V'Rachva Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a fourth case, Af HaPosech HaVisu Maskim Yisasa Agav Haregel v'alibi de Rabbi Yehuda de Amar Yigmar. And Rachel de Rabbi Yehuda says there's a fourth case where we permit sofo mishum tchilaso. That's the following halacha. Usually an Am Ha'aretz who sells food, an Am Ha'aretz is considered to be tameh because he doesn't know the laws. He doesn't keep tumah v'tara. On yontif, we give amnesty to all the Am Ha'aretz and we consider all of them tahar because we want to allow them to sell food in Jerusalem. So there'll be enough food for people. So it was a whole suffix anyway. So we say, okay, for yontif, we're going to consider the Amoritz tar. So what happens if the Amoritz started selling on yontif, but then he has leftover food after yontif? So Rabbi Yehuda says, we extend the amnesty to after yontif, that if you started selling on yontif, you're still considered to be tar even after yontif, because tzaddikim have a minug that they only eat things that are tar. Even though you only really need that for truma or other things, but they would be ochlin even chulin b'tahara. So we extend the amnesty to after yontif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yigmar, he says you're allowed to finish the barrel of wine or finish the loaf of bread. Says the Gemara, Orlofne Hadarson, Tanina. Why do I need Ula to tell me three things he teaches Sofa Mishum Tilasan? It's beferish in the Mishnah like that. Answers the Gemara. Mahu the same atamai the Beis Hillel Mishum Tachazi Limizgalai. Or you might think the reasoning of Beis Hillel is because it's already a clean now. Vafilim Erev Yontif Nami. And even if you shechted at Erev Yontif, you're allowed to spread it out under the people's feet on Yontif because it's a kli. Kamash Mala, no. He to yourself and Mishum Tchilasan. The Yom Tov in Erev Yontif Lo. Only if you shechted it on Yontif, not if you shechted Erev Yontif. Tracy Chonis Nami Taninu Beisim Atinaf Lahaksir. Mao the Gemara answers. Mao the same time the Beis Hillel Mishum De'ein Binyan Bekelem. Vein Steer Bekelem. So there's no Isser at all. You might think the reason Beis Hillel holds its mutter is because there's no Isser. I feel the bottom nami. Even if you had like a big box in your house, it would be okay. Kamash Mola, no. Really, Beis Hillel agrees Yesh bin Yistir Bekelem, but this is a special heter for Simchas Yontif. He tears some Shem Tchilas and Dechanius in the bottom low. Only these big boxes that you use as a store, and not a big box in your house, you're not allowed to take the shutters off of because they hold Yesh bin Yistir Bekelem. Chazaras Rutia B'Migdash Nami Tanina. It's a Mishnah in Erevin. You're not allowed to put the bandage on, but in the Kohen of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a lot to put the bandage on. Machzirin Tiv B'Migdash Avalo B'Medina. Answer the Gemara, Ma'od Deseim Matayim Amayim Mishum De'ein Shvus B'Migdash. Afil De'lav Barav Afal Kohen De'lav Barav Odahu. Even if a Kohen is not going to do that Vodah, he's allowed to shmir the bandage on. Kamash Mula, no, we do some Mishum Tchilasan. The baravoda in the la baravoda lo. Ask the Gemara. Poseach es chavis nami tanina. We learned it in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Haposeach es chavis umasko bisaso al gava regel. If an ama oretz begins selling a barrel of wine or selling from a loaf of bread on Yontif, Rabbi Yudomer yigmar chamor lo yigmar. Mao the same matumas amaretz beregel but ketarshu of your rabbanon. You might think that there's mamish no tumah at all on Yontif. Avagav delo hiskel nami. And even if you didn't start the barrel or the loaf, you're still allowed to keep selling it after Yontif. You just touched it. So Yontif is a complete amnesty. Kamash malon, no. Iti yusofim mishum tchilasan. Hiskel in, lo hiskel lo. If you started the barrel, you could finish it, but if you didn't start, you're not allowed to. V'ula my time lo omaha. Why didn't Ula include this case number 4? The Plukta Lo Kamari. There's a machlokas about it. He didn't want to include the machlokas. I Hanach Nami Plukta Ninu. But what do you mean? Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue in the first three cases too. What do you mean he's not talking about machlokas? Says the Gemara Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. No. A machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not really a machlokas. Because we always follow Beis Hillel. So he was willing to quote the case because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Masnisin deloki hai tana. The Mishnah is against the following tanya. The sanya, amishim belazer modem mishan beisilah shemisalkan as a treason miyadiv. They both agree you're allowed to take off the treason. Lo nechal lahachsir. Beishami omim ein machsir beisilom af machsir. It's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said they argue both about taking the things down and putting them back up. Bamedvar mamurim b'sheish lam tzir. When do Beishami still argue if there is a hinge on the door, because that looks like building. I will ein lehem tzir, if there's no hinge, divrei akol mutter. Everyone agrees you're allowed to put the door back. Ask the Gemara of Hatanya by medvar morim b'she'ein lehem tzir. I will yeish lehem tzir, divrei akol aser. Am rabbi, b'she'eish lehem tzir menat sad, divrei akol aser. If it has mamish a hinge on the side, and you're returning the whole door with a double hinge, that's mamish building. Everyone agrees it's aser. If there's no hinge at all, everyone agrees it's mutter. You're just putting a cover on a box, it's mutter. There's just one little peg sticking out the side of the door. One opinion says we don't, Beis Shammai says we don't allow you to do with the one peg on the side because you might come to do the two pegs, which is really building. Beis Hillel holds, no. A double peg, that's really building, you can't do. But a single peg, you're just sticking the thing into the side, that's not really building. And that's going to be mutter. Gentlemen, have a wonderful week. Tomorrow morning, what time is BMW Minyanim times tomorrow morning? What time is BMW?
I think 7:20 we're at Minyanim.
Okay, I can only do tomorrow morning at, the only time I can do tomorrow morning is 7:10. 7:10 is when I can do tomorrow morning. Is there anyone available to join me at 7:10?
Potentially, I could join.
Avi, Svika?
Yes.
I may be able.
We know that I should be there.
Okay. Here. Steven and Avi, okay, we have a few guys. It will, of course, be recorded, but 7:10 is the time that works for me tomorrow. So I got to do 7:10. I apologize.